This. You've been shopping all morning and you're feeling tired, and you come across a safe and secure place to put your head down. Would you pay for a quick nap? Nick Nicholas, who started the American company PowerNap, certainly hopes so. He's opening soon in a mall in Minneapolis, and I asked if the idea had been tried before.
We had a prototype in Boca Raton, where the company is originated, and we used it as a corporate setting as well as a prototype at an airport down there. And this is our first public offering for full service.
How many people is it going to sleep?
Six at one time. There are six rooms that will be built in there. Each dream suite will have a completely different atmosphere, decor, aroma, sounds, music, everything will be completely different.
How long do you think people are going to want a power nap for?
What we encourage is the first time they take a 10 or 20 minute rest with us, and just to see how it goes. And they'll enjoy it so much that they'll come back and actually try a power nap. Though a majority of our customers down at the airport in our prototype took 45 to an hour and a half.
And how much is that going to cost for a 40-minute power nap?
Well, it's roughly 50 cents a minute. So it's for half an hour, it would be $15. And it'll go down, if somebody wants to purchase an hour, it would be probably $25, I believe.
That sounds like a lot of money. Why not just sleep on the park bench or in your car?
Truly, you can, but you wouldn't have this. A, the security. There's only one person in each room, and it's lockable. And you wouldn't have the embarrassment of somebody watching you snore on a bench.
Now, I am a bit surprised that this idea is coming out of the United States, because I always thought that, you know, Americans were go-getters, highly productive, and they didn't really need to sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm. What this does is for the people who work for the board of directors of major companies, all these people who put in 80, 90 hours a week, need to be rejuvenated and recharged. So we'll take them and put them out on a Pacific island in their own mind for an hour or so and let them just drift away, and then we'll bring them back and let them take off and go back to work.
Nick Nicholas.